Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something beautiful happening in homes all around the world. Parents like you are asking such thoughtful questions about their children's development, and today I want to talk about something that might be on your heart. Maybe you've noticed that your child seems to prefer following established patterns. They like routines, they enjoy doing things the way they've always been done, and when you suggest trying something new or creative, they hesitate. And perhaps you've wondered, is my child avoiding creative thinking? Should I be worried? Oh, my dear friend, let me share something wonderful with you that the magic book taught me. What you're seeing isn't a problem at all. It's actually a beautiful phase of development, and understanding it changes everything. You see, children aged 6 and 7 are in such a fascinating developmental window. Their brains are growing and changing in remarkable ways, and what might look like resistance to creativity is often something much more meaningful. Let me explain. Research from some of the world's leading child development experts shows us that when children in this age group prefer patterns and established ways of doing things, they're actually building the very foundation they need for future innovation. Doctor. Mate Gary Gordebil from the University of the Basque Country conducted 20 years of research on children's creativity, and here's what she discovered. Children who engage in structured, pattern-based activities are developing crucial skills like focus, attention to detail, and the ability to follow through on tasks. These aren't obstacles to creativity, they're the building blocks of creativity. Think about it this way. Before a child can innovate, before they can think outside the box, they need to understand what the box is. They need to know the patterns, the rules, the established ways of doing things. It's like learning music. You practice scales before you improvise. You learn the notes before you compose your own song. And here's something even more beautiful. The research shows that children aged 6 and 7 are incredibly sensitive to their environment. Dr. Kimberly Sheridan and Dr. Margaret DeFitter conducted fascinating cross-cultural studies and found that when children feel genuine permission to explore, when they're in environments that encourage tinkering and innovation, their creative problem-solving abilities flourish dramatically. So what does this mean for you, wonderful parent? It means that your child isn't stuck. They're not avoiding creativity. They're building the skills they need, and they're waiting for the right environment to feel safe enough to take creative risks. The magic book whispers this truth to me. Innovation doesn't come from forcing creativity. It comes from curiosity. It comes from asking questions. It comes from feeling safe enough to wonder, what if? And this is where stories become such powerful helpers. You know, Lucas and Ella, two of the children who visit the magic book, had their own journey with this. In a story called The Giggling Gallery of Forgotten Questions, they discover something magical. They find an archive where old photographs actually giggle when you ask them the right questions. At first, Lucas and Ella don't know what to do. They're in this mysterious place with all these rules about how archives work, how you're supposed to be quiet and careful. But then something wonderful happens. Lucas asks a simple question. He looks at an old photograph and wonders aloud, what game were those children playing? And the photograph giggles. It actually giggles with delight. And that moment, that beautiful moment, shows us something so important. Innovation doesn't start with having all the answers. It starts with asking questions. It starts with curiosity. It starts with wonder. Your child who loves patterns, who follows established ways of doing things, they have this capacity for wonder inside them. They're just learning when it's safe to let it out. So here are some gentle, research-backed ways you can nurture this. First, create spaces where there are no wrong answers. Maybe it's a question jar where your child can write down or draw any question they have, no matter how silly it seems. The magic book taught me that every question is valuable, every wondering is worth honoring. Second, model curiosity yourself. When you're doing everyday tasks together, wonder aloud. I wonder why the sky turns pink at sunset. I wonder how birds know when to fly south. I wonder what would happen if we tried this a different way. You're showing your child that questions are treasures, not interruptions. Third, give them ownership over materials and projects. The research is so clear on this. When children feel that materials belong to them, when they have permission to modify and explore and even make mistakes, their innovation soars. Set up a tinkering space with cardboard boxes, tape, scissors, markers. Tell them this is your space. You can create anything you want here. Fourth, celebrate the process, not just the product. When your child does try something new, focus on their courage, their curiosity, their willingness to explore. You tried a new way of building that tower. You asked such an interesting question. You wondered what would happen, and then you tested it out. This builds creative confidence. And fifth, be patient with the timeline. The research shows that structured creative play programs have lasting effects on emotional stability, self-concept, and creative thinking. But these things take time. Your child is exactly where they need to be right now. You know what the magic book taught me? That every child has their own rhythm, their own way of blooming. Some children burst into creative expression early. Others build their foundation carefully, thoughtfully, and then one day, they surprise you with the most innovative ideas you've ever heard. Your child isn't behind. They're not stuck. They're learning, growing, building the skills they need. And with your gentle support, with environments that encourage exploration, with stories that show them the magic of curiosity, they will find their own creative voice. After you finish listening to this, I encourage you to explore the giggling gallery of forgotten questions with your child. Watch how Lucas and Ella discover that asking questions unlocks possibilities. Talk about it together. What questions does your child have? What do they wonder about? And remember, wonderful parent, you're doing beautifully. Your child is exactly who they're meant to be right now in this moment. The magic book and I see the wonder in them, and we see the love in you. With starlight and endless possibility, I'm Inara, and I'm so grateful you're here. Until our next adventure together.